But right now, we promised you a major station announcement, and we have a major station announcement.
Do we?
Yep, we do.
Is Bob here?
What is
yes,
it?
Yes, he is.
Why isn't Bob here? Oh, Sir Roy's actually here?
Yes.
What do you mean?
What's the occasion?
Well,
for Sir Roy showing up today.
I started here, not here, but in this market 40 years ago. Just celebrated two Mondays ago, the 40th year on air in Dallas.
Oh, boy.
And I have, for that time, worked almost exclusively alone. For a few months, my good friend Leon Simon joined me at KLIF in the mornings. But starting Monday...
Do you want the drum roll?
Yes.
Oh. You're not going anywhere for it.
Now wait till the dog barks to make your announcement. Listen at the end for the dog bark, okay?
Joy to the world!
Now you're good, Norm.
Did you forget what you were saying?
No, it sounded like a group of six cicadas. Didn't it to begin with? Anyway, starting Monday. I will have a show partner and co-host. And it's a guy I've worked with a lot. Donovan and I have done 7 years together on the Cowboy Postgame Show. And Donovan moved from bad radio to join me Monday morning as my co-host from 10 to noon on The Ticket.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Wait, what?
Live action.
We have.
No one told me about this.
I have given Bob and
Dan. Were you going to talk to us?
A talk show host to be named later as part of the deal.
Cash considerations.
Mike in Duncanville is going to be mad.
25 fab.
Blue in the Grove is like, what?
It is going to be wonderful to have Donovan. We've enjoyed such a friendship and working relationship together.
Yeah,
the last several years.
We've had about over 100 shows of practice on the post-game show, so let's make this happen.
And Donovan, as you guys know, his career has been growing, and this gives me a partner, him a chance at his own hosting of a show. I think it's going to be terrific.
You can get him some shots. You can get him some minutes that he needs. It's time for people to stop boxing him out of the airtime and the. So
I
no.
know who are these people that won't let him have airtime.
Man,
I wonder
who. Jake and TC and Mino just boxing me out.
So you ready for this, Donnie?
Yeah. You know it's good times. I've been with you guys for 9 years and
9 years.
9 years, man.
Spring of 2006. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You guys were in Miami.
Yeah.
With the Dallas Mavericks championship run, and I was here in the studio trying,
in fact,
not,
you know
trying
what?
Not to go to sleep because I was still running the board in the mornings for the bone.
For some reason, I equate Donovan joining our show with the shows in San Antonio, which I think were a couple weeks before that. And I don't know if this is true or not, but the Rick Barry fight. Were you on our show for the Rick Barry fight, or...
Boy, I was, you know, something weird.
It was something in that same 2 or 3 week Mavs run where we were fighting with Rick Barry and Donovan was joining our show all at the same time. It was very tumultuous.
Is that a word? I'll tell you what I'm going to do
in
preparing for Donovan to join Monday morning. I'm spending the weekend.
Here comes a racist statement.
No,
go ahead.
Cramming
He's
for possible okay. ghetto Jeopardy shows.
As Donovan
would know, I'm going to have to find another answer besides salt and pepper
and Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to me now, Norm. Listen to me.
Norm will be carefully going over his list of words he can't say.
Scratching him off. But damn it. I can't believe I lose that one.
Little sticky notes everywhere to just little reminders.
I don't know if we're
inappropriate dated humor that might not play as well in 2015.
Oh, can't say Negro. Okay, that's out.
Wow.
Been saying that for a long time.
So what are we calling this?
Well,
because the joke is NAD Radio probably
yes,
is
NAD
taken.
Radio is
yeah, it's
slack and quack.
Not going to do that.
That was already done. Can't do that. Yep. So We'll figure it out. I think it's just Norm and Donnie for now. And we'll figure it out. But very excited. Very excited to get this thing going.
So where are the station liners that say Bad Radio has had a reduction? They've gone from double D's.
Like Punky Brewster.
Back to writing it for them.
Yeah.
Are the girl from Modern Family. What is her name?
The girl from Modern Family got a reduction.
I don't want to talk about that.
The youngest daughter.
She plays like a 16-year-old. That's weird.
But is she actually older?
No, I don't think so. I think she may be like 17.
Since I quit the show, she might have gone to college.
Wait a minute. How did we get there from this wonderful announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were talking double D's.
Norm and Donovan will be doing the show.
Four-pointers.
Get ready for this, Norm. This is
like
what's going to happen.
10 seconds from this wonderful announcement down to the breast size of a TV show.
Well, we only play what we the hits that we know, Norm.
You know the stuff that works, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Will it work
true.
On our show?
It's going to have to because I'm forcing it in, so it doesn't matter. It's going to happen.
What?
Oh, that's it?
All right,
we'll see you Monday.
From the mothership at Victory Plaza, powered by the AAC.
Are you taking Donovan now?
13, 10, we're out of it.
No, I'll be here.
I'll see you Monday, Donovan.
All right. KTCK AM, Dallas, Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.